What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Canada, and every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Radio.
Soundwaves of the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief. Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.
For those of you who are here from Barbados, we'd like to dedicate this song to all of you. I know it's our independence. And some of you may be thinking of home and your loved ones at home. And also to our old friend Mike Wilkinson.
Barbados.
Welcome back to my island and me.
I want to hear you singing now, everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful Barbados, gem of the Caribbean Sea. Come back to my
above, strong to have made it this far, unafraid of the future, surrounded by love,
proud, proud of who we are. These fields and the hills beyond recall, the pages of history,
legends to let us see.
Oh,
we will all stand together as one.
This is our land forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guarded by angels, heaven on earth.
This is our home.
Let me say a very pleasant, warm, and beautiful Saturday afternoon to you, Montreal. To the people of Montreal, let me say hello. One of my favorite pastime that I've been doing for the past, I think it's 25, 28 years. I don't know. I got to ask Butcher T, the younger ones. They will always remember dates and all that. And we've been doing this because of the sheer love of you, the people. You have made us feel wanted. I want to say hello to my brother Lee Carr. I had called him just, as they say, just now to ask him a personal question, and he said, you know, you had me sitting in the car. I said, why sitting in the car? He said, yes, because Emile Streaker was doing Beautiful Barbados, and he just couldn't get up out the car because the music was too sweet. And I understand that. I feel that all the time whenever I hear the quality music. And I must say something. This afternoon, I'm going to be interviewing the young president from the Barbados House. We're going to find out what's up with her. I hear she's dynamic, so we'll find out. It's a tradition. It's very few presidents or so I've missed out from the association. But throughout the years, they're like four decades. And I think we're three and a half. I don't remember. But we've always had the Barbados House on this program. So this evening we're going to try and let you meet her and let her tell you what's happening with the Barbados House. Yes, as I was saying, my poor brother couldn't get out of the car because of Emile Streaker. But you know, I had the pleasure when I was in a band in Jamaica of opening for these guys, the Merrymen, twice. And they sing the same songs each time I've been there up close and personal. But there's something about it. You know, Emile Streaker has, I guess he's still singing. I hope he hasn't given up the singing, because you never retire from being a singer like poor Tony Bennett. The thing is, you know, he changes a little thing here, a little thing there, and this thing sounds so sweet. And he sings it with such pride, you know, that's what I love. You know, the Merrymen from out of Barbados. And did you hear the Spooge? I don't know why they don't continue playing Spooge. Spooge is one of the sweetest music you can find. There's a musician I'm going to talk to that I know in Barbados. Continue playing Spooge. It's yours. It's like some people are crying now with the reggae artist, the band Soulja, for winning the Grammy. But if you don't improve on your own, somebody's going to take it and make it better. So, it's 20 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. What's up with you in Montreal? You know, I got to say hello to Too Cool Chris. He's here tonight. I don't have the details where he's at, but we're going to play a commercial that we'll tell you everything. Everything is happening. Plus, there's a young man, they call him DJ Smurf. They are at the Jamaica Association tonight. The 16th. Today is the 16th, yeah. Yeah, 22. Along with Fire T, Montreal Zone. It's here for the first time, Memory Lane, Raytown style. Now, Raytown is a part of Kingston where no violence in my years growing up. And it was, I guess, what happened, they had the Kingston Penitentiary was right there overlooking you. So you said to yourself, well, boy, violence, and that's where I'm going to end up. But I'm telling you, one of our connection, our correspondent, Miss Jewel Jones, she says, Emil Stricker is there alive and still, I'm so happy because I really love that group. I love most musicians. I had the pleasure of working with Chess Haynes. Maybe some of you don't know this guy. Wicked singer. And I can't remember them offhand, but quite a few Bajan singers. And I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble right now, but what's my middle name again? Trouble. But some of the best singers comes from two islands in the Caribbean. Anybody want to guess? All right. The two islands are Jamaica and Barbados. Believe you me, I've you know, you get the individual singers from other islands and so forth, but the classic singers who can rap a song and put it wherever they want to. Mm-hmm. Barbados or Jamaica. I think what happened, the singing genes got washed up on the shores of Barbados and Jamaica. But we're all nice singers. We have all our everything. Every island in the Caribbean has something that, you know, we can stand out with. So, no, kill me, right? But it's the truth. Yes, Michael, I'm on the air. Let me text him here. Yes, Mike, that's my nephew in New York. I don't know, he's not hearing me or what? They listen. I have a New York section that listens to this program religiously. No, my little grandniece is, I'll tell you more about her because I'm trying to get her here with me. She's in the entertainment business too, doing exactly what I'm doing, but the only thing, she makes big money. Her name is Sienna. And I will, I'm trying to get her, it's his daughter. So anyway, it's 4:24 and coming up on the half an hour, I will be speaking to the president of Barbados. Oh, I got to get on the Zoom. Drew, are you on the Zoom? I'm not seeing you. Oh boy. I talked so much this afternoon. He wants to do a quick call. Let me see if I can get on the Zoom here. Oh boy. I guess he's not there, so let me play some commercials.
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theatre Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
Yep. Folks, I'm trying to get onto the Zoom at the same time I'm doing this.
Living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Barbados House Montreal presenting BIM Spring, a Belgian and French cocktail soiree celebrating the new Republic of Barbados. Saturday, April 30th from 5:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. It will be held at Santo Denoyers Community Center.
1335 Lakeshore Drive, Dorval.
Music by Drew and DJ K-Quick. The admission is only $35. Lots of door prizes and giveaways. For tickets and info, please contact 514-552-1003.
I am a pigeon.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
It's time for Zest Fest. It all goes down inside the Caribbean Food Factory. Get your early bird tickets now. Music by your original DJs. DJ Akin, Jackpot Jugglers, and your not-too-cool corporate go, but not Montreal. April 16th, it's the big weekend, and everybody goes inside the Caribbean Food Factory for Zest Fest. This is going to be big. Montreal, get ready.
Yeah, once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. Welcome to CKUT 9.3 FM. And we will be, at this moment, we hope to talk to this lady. We hope the mic is going through there. And come on here. You have to put on beautiful music for beautiful people. The sounds of Las Indias Tabajaras. They are from the country of Brazil, found their guitar strings up in the mountain, and decided to play. So, in the background is Los Indios Tabajaras, and I'll be saying hi to Cynthia Waite of the Barbados House. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine now that everything is working. You know, when you do this type of thing, everything, you should know anyway. What am I saying to you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? there's a clown who just texted me and said, you should have put the merriman too.
Oh, gosh.
you know, we get this all the time. Cynthia, let me say hello. Welcome to CKUT. Is it your first trip on this radio station?
Yes, it is, in this capacity. I believe we were there. I was there many years ago with Genesis Community Foundation when we were having an event.
All right. So I'm not going to make it too hard for you, because I know you're new at this. Until you become a politician at the end of your run, then we will talk. And then I will ask you all the tough questions. No, just kidding. Now that you are the president of one of the longest running community organization in this city, one that I truly admire because it's been a tradition all the presidents, you know, throughout the years, they have been on the program with us. How does it feel? And for those of us who don't know who you are, tell us about a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been part of Barbados House probably, I want to say, for the past 5 years. Mm. I was born here in Montreal. Oh. My parents are immigrated from Barbados to New York, then to Montreal.
Ah.
Many years ago. I'm not going to say my age.
No, but it's okay. You're still looking beautiful.
Thank you. So, and my dad is the owner of Santer Auto Sid, or formerly known of Sid and Frank's Garage. So my father is well known in the community as
yes.
well, and my mom as well. So I also work in the corporate world. I've been in the corporate world for the past 31 years.
Wow.
And I have worked with startup divisions in my organization, as well as managed a group of maybe 120 people from time to time. So that's what I do here in community. I've been part of Genesis Community Foundation for a number of years as well. I took on the role of president until recently, taking on Barbados House, and I just like to do a lot of community work within in the community.
You know, you do have several fans in the Bajan community, and I'll be honest with you, I won't call any names, but there's one person who told me, she says to me, Stretch, that the new president we have now is dynamic.
Oh, thank you.
Where's all this dynamic coming from? Where did you inherit? Where did you get that urge? So that you, how long you've been there now?
Barbados House, I want to say about maybe 5 years.
No, as president. Sorry, as president.
Oh, as president, I just started in February.
Yes, and for somebody to say, oh yeah, she's dynamic. She has the Barbados House all over internet, every net you can think of. What? Where did this drive come from?
Well, when I first started to join Barbados House, I went to one of their meetings, and I was listening to them, and I was asking questions of Nigel Clark, who was a former president.
Good friend of mine.
And yes, and he just turned around and he said, well, if you have all these questions, why don't you just join us? So
good answer.
Like, okay, yes, good answer. So I said, well, okay, I'll join you and I'll see what I can do in regards to your social media presence. I said, I love working the internet. I like social media platforms such as Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's start there. Mm-hmm. So from there, we were able to build the membership on these social media pages to numbers that they haven't seen before throughout the years, where we have Instagram is probably up to maybe 800 people.
Whoa!
And Facebook is up to 1,500 and growing.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
In that short space of time?
Yes.
Whoa. Go ahead. Now I'm listening. You got my attention. Yeah.
And it's really just to connect with the younger people, because this is what they understand. This is their language, is social media, getting on their phone and connecting that way with their friends, their family.
Yes.
So that's why we were able to use these social media platforms to connect with the younger generation on these platforms, as well as members in Barbados. We have a lot of members from the island of Barbados that's part of our Facebook page.
Dynamite.
That always contributes.
Dynamite. That's all I can say, because I'm totally impressed. Now I'm impressed. Because, you know, I get emotionally caught up in my question, so I'll just take it down. What kind of service is being offered now that you're in the driver's seat?
Well, the services that we really have right now for Barbados House is really an extension of our partnership with the Genesis Community Foundation. Genesis has a lot of activities that they do, not only for our senior members, but they have other activities for our younger people that are becoming up throughout the year. So we really connect more with them in regards to those types of social activities. We do have some events that will be coming up in a little while. We have BIM Spring, which we're going to be talking about, I understand, later on. But we also have some other events that are be coming up later on in the year, such as we have a major event that we'll be announcing in September. I can't really announce it right now.
Right.
And we have our annual banquet and ball that will be happening in November.
Nice. So what explain to me, because I really don't know, Genesis. What is that organization all about?
Well, Genesis started out with a plan in regards to making sure that people are able to have food security. So people who do not have food to eat were able to go to Genesis and be able to work with them and be able to get food so they can have food to eat.
Wow.
They also talked about social isolation throughout the pandemic, where they were able to conduct Zoom calls, bingo sessions, tea talks with our seniors to make sure that everybody stayed connected. So a lot of our members from Barbados House are part of Genesis. So that's why I said there were their extension of Barbados House, because we work in the same building, such as the Colton Age Black Community Center. So a lot of our members from Barbados House is part of Genesis as well.
You know, thanks for explaining that for me, because I've heard the name, but I wasn't too familiar with it. What direction, you know, it's my beef now that I'm going to complain a little bit here. You know, I've been around a lot of organizations. I haven't joined any per se, because some organizations, some of the members think it's their home and they should run it as their home. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of stay out of that. But the West Island Black community, they seem to own their own building. They own their own building.
Mm-hmm.
As a young president coming in, I don't want to get you in trouble with your people. Do you have any intentions of purchasing, so I can walk in and say, yeah, this is owned by Barbados House? Or are we going to pay rent for the rest of our lives?
It's funny that you bring that up, because I was just speaking to somebody about that the other day, and they said, well, you guys are called Barbados House, but you don't have a house.
I didn't want to say it that way.
Well, I call a spade, so that's what it is. And I think part of the legacy that I would like to leave for Barbados House as I continue on in my presidency is to look for opportunities for us to have our own space, our own house, where our members, our friends will be able to come and meet us in one central place.
Of course. And you don't have to worry about the $3,000-$4,000 per month, do you?
Exactly.
So make sure, I'm not telling you to hurry up, but you should hurry up and get that. So, you know, I want to drive downtown wherever and have a drink with my Bajan friends. I can sit in Barbados House, which is really owned by Barbados, and have a drink. Now, I want to ask you a question. You have a prime minister, and I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I truly admire that woman. I truly
very dynamic.
Believe you.
That's dynamic. That is dynamic.
Now, is it because Barbados has a woman premier that you decided I'm going to take up Barbados House here in Montreal? Did she have a little bit of influence? Was it somewhere in the back of your head saying, "Yeah, if she can do it here, I can do it. If she can do it there, I can do it here." Tell us the truth.
Well, I would say it's not only our prime minister that I look up to and admire, but we also have a first lady, first lady that was in the White House many years ago. We have a judge.
Oh, yeah.
many women throughout my career have influenced my my willingness to be a leader in my area. So not only the prime minister has, you know, given me that type of influence, but I have many, many people that influence me throughout my career.
Very good. Very good. Very good. You know, I know Nigel Clark was the president, and tell me a little bit, could you name your board members? Give them a little thing to let them know that they're appreciated.
Well, my board members, so starting off with my first vice president, Chris Bennett, who is awesome. We have Veronica Payne, who is our second vice president, and we have Nigel Clark, who is our treasurer.
Oh, and Nigel, excuse me, please. Yeah. He went to the right job. Nigel, remember, you have a friend named Stretch, all right? Treasurer. Sorry to interrupt you, but I had to get that in.
No problem.
So he's handling the cash.
Yes.
Good.
He's handling the cash. He's our bank. And we have Margaret Cadogan, who is our secretary. And does everybody... puts in the work. Everybody is getting their hands dirty to make sure that we're getting things done.
Well, if they have you as president, they're going to get them hands dirty, because you're not afraid to get your hands dirty. And that's the beauty about running any kind of organization, whether you're a supervisor on the floor or in the office. As long as your supervisor is getting their hand dirty, we're going to get hands dirty too. So therefore, I wouldn't say the last, but I'll find something else. What direction you want to take Barbados House?
The direction I want to take Barbados House. I know that we talked about many times throughout many years about trying to engage the young people and having them join Barbados House.
Mm-hmm.
So that's still on the mandate, where we can have them continue on Barbados House, because if we don't have them included or get them engaged in Barbados House will no longer exist. So we have to continue to look for ways to get them involved. And doing that is why through communication, events such as BIM Spring, which is a little bit different, as well as just being there to listen to them. Because a lot of feedback that I have received in the past, and when people found out I was part of Barbados House, they looked at me like I had a third eye, saying, why are you part of Barbados House? You know they're not going to listen to you.
Oh, so
I was like, no, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to take it on my own and learn for myself. So I think that just seeing some of the changes that are happening now, hopefully it'll give younger people, you know, some encouragement and some motivation to say things are changing and maybe now can be part of it.
Well, you know, I love what you're saying there, because we're getting older in our community. Let's be realistic here. We don't want to say it. And you, the younger folks coming up, have to sustain these organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I am looking forward when I'm up there looking down, and I'm going to say, I interviewed that young lady. I interviewed the president of Barbados House, and now it's a big thing. So I love what you're saying, you know, because the younger ones have to take over, which you are doing. So you're trying to drag in the younger ones with you to make Barbados House continue to do what it does.
Exactly. And they can take on the technology. They can do so many different things that we can benefit from. So we really need to tap into their skills. It's very important for us to continue that on.
You know, I didn't plan on asking you too many questions, but let's change the subject a little bit. I see you guys are having a thing called BIM Spring.
Yes.
What is that all about? BIM Spring, 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 BIM, BIM. What is BIM Spring?
BIM Spring is basically our way of reintroducing ourselves back into the community after COVID. So it's really something that we were looking at, and also celebrating the Republic of Barbados. So it's going to be like a cocktail mixer where we're going to be showcasing Bajan delights and cocktails throughout the night. And we also do have the confirmation of the High Commissioner from Canada that will be joining us that evening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just a celebration of everything Barbados. And we want everybody to bring their flag, which is going to be very important throughout the night to have on you as we go through the night. But it's really just going to be a celebration of everything Barbados and celebrating the Republic of Barbados.
Nice. So any other things that you would like to mention coming up in the near future that the community would be glad, the community and the community at large? We're not just locking ourselves into our community, but the community at large. Anything else you have that you would want to tell us?
Well, we're going to have some other events coming up. We have Mother's Day coming up in May that we're going to be with Genesis Community Foundation and the Golden Age Black Community Center celebrating that. As well, I mentioned that we're going to be having something in September, which you're going to have to stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming up.
Right.
And then we're also going to have our annual banquet and ball.
All right. I have one of my correspondents who is always there wherever we are on this program. I'm sure she has a question. Knowing her, she must have a question. Jewel Jones, could you come up here and say, do you have a question for your president?
Let me just get all this thing, these pop-ups that are going on here.
Hi, Jewel.
Hello.
Hey, this is not a hello thing. Just ask the lady the question.
I want to hug her and kiss her.
Whoa.
yes. She is a child that grew up in the community.
Right.
That's why I'm so admirable of her. Because when they grow up in the community and then they turn out to be leaders, I want to bring all of them home.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
because they're very. She's a very strong will person. She is polite, but no nonsense.
That's how it should be.
See. No means no, yes means yes, you know, and I like her for that. You cannot like come around and you know, make a fool of her or try to rule her or try to, you know, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows what she's about. And I've been around her for quite a while and I see the work that she's doing. And to have questions for her. How are you enjoying being the president of Barbados House?
Oh, well, I enjoy it a lot so far. So far, so good. It's been busy since the beginning. Like right out the gate, we had some events that took place and we just had to make sure that they were up and running and moving on. And it's been really good so far. The members have been phenomenal, very supportive and very open. To anything that we've been talking about, and it's just been great. I love the support that I've been getting from everybody.
Beautiful.
Great. We know that you were voted in as president, and you could have refused it or take it, but you took it. Tell me why.
I took it because I knew that it's something that as, like you said, being a leader and being part of Barbados House before as a media coordinator, I think it was the next step that I needed to take to continue to be active in our organization and play a big role. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to talk about, you know, bringing on younger people and talking about making changes, I can't just talk about it. I have to be part of it.
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
So that's why I took on the role gladly.
Okay, great. I really admire you, and I know you're going to take us to the top.
Okay, Jewel, I'll send you the check.
Send me a check, too. Send me a check.
You share it. You spit it.
I really thank you, ladies. Believe you me. And there's nothing more that I can say, but Cynthia, you have to promise me. Midterm, you'll be back with us. to come and tell
us. I will be back.
How we are progressing. And Jewel, is either she'll be saying, well, you know, stretch. I don't know. I don't know. But she'll be saying, yes, she's lifting us higher. And I know she will. I know she will say that because Jewel is very outspoken. She don't monkey with words. So let me say thank you.
What about the barbecue? She didn't mention the
what barbecue? You barbecue know, you look at my stomach and right away you're thinking barbecue. Where is the barbecue, Madam President? You're hiding that from me. I'm mad now.
Oh, well, we talked about having a barbecue, but I think because of COVID, we were going to meet in person next month, but we said let's hold off a bit because of the numbers that were going up just slightly. So the next meeting that we're probably going to have is going to be in June. And like I think we mentioned that we can probably do it like a meeting with a barbecue.
Wonderful. Why not? Wonderful.
All
that's
right.
Great.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. It's Easter weekend, so I'm going to say bye-bye, ladies. I have to play one song for my Christian brothers and sisters. All right?
So well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Happy Easter
and mid
Happy Easter.
Mid-election, you're coming back, eh?
Yes, I promise I'm coming back.
I'm putting the tour on the Zoom so we can
That's
hear
right.
the truth. So bye-bye, ladies.
Yes.
Take
thank
care.
Thank you so much.
You're certainly.
Have a great evening.
You're certainly welcome, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in middle of the sorry about that, all kind of things happening to me, but let me say bye bye. This is a dear friend of mine who has passed on.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
I'd rather bye bye, ladies,
be his than have riches untold.
This is Mr. Hopeton Lewis.
Have Jesus.
For all my people who celebrate Easter, this is for you.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his name's court end than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dreadful ways. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his only name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dreadful. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. This world affords today.
That's my dear, dearly beloved friend, Mr. Hopeton Lewis. We go back to the days of Take It Easy, and he passed on 2 years ago or so, and he's still here with me anyhow. I will never forget him. He's like the good old Woodstock. And I have a lawsuit coming up very shortly. I'm trying to find a good lawyer. Anybody has Emil's number? I said, good lawyer, Emil. Did I say that? Boy, I could be in trouble now. Mr. Pete Douglas has made a song about me two knees. And Joel, you're sitting up there quietly, so help me find a lawyer, all right? Pete Douglas. Because of suing. Listen to it at the end of the song. All kind of name calling. Oh, yes. You hear that?
If she ballin' for she to knee, then it's Pete Douglas do that to she.
Yes.
If she ballin' for she to knee, then it's Pete Douglas do that to she. Because anytime you touch it, she ball me to knee or to me. You trying to hold she ball me to knee or to she.
If I don't miss Woody for this, I'd be lying.
Control she ball me to knee or to she. I don't know what we do to she to have she to knee or to she. I don't know what we do to she to have she to knee or to she.
Yes, me two knee hot in she. You see you, Pete Douglas, I suing you because I hear my name and carousing, you understand? I don't deal with those things, okay? I have a little thing called Jamaican in me. I would not damage a woman's two knee. Gotta go look for my DJ. He's hidden somewhere and
90.3 FM.
Oh, he's West there.
Indian 93 FM.
Going on 16 years, he has never deceived me or left me alone. DJ Nicholas in the mix. We're going to turn back.